talking with Anthony Bly of South Dakota State University. And so a really vivid conversation today with farmers, ranchers, everybody in the room. Quite plain and simple, where do you start when managing fertility in no-till or reduced tillage systems?
Well, you got to start with soil testing. I mean, we really got to use soil testing to identify our levels in our soil or our grid points or our zones or whatever you're using and manage it for those optimum levels based on university recommendations.
There was a conversation about placement. Does placement matter?
It does and it doesn't. There's a little misunderstanding out there that we're actually fertilizing the crop when actually and I'm talking about phosphorus mainly, we're actually maintaining a soil test level at an adequate level so that the crop has an opportunity to give us optimum productivity. And so if we're below that optimum level, we have shown or seen that banding that phosphorus is really an advantage because we're putting it in a concentrated zone. But as we approach that optimum level and maybe go over it in some instances, the banded and the broadcast phosphorus yields results are similar on our no-till situations.
So when we compare P and K and talk nitrogen as well, what do farmers and ranchers need to keep in mind with their system? I know it depends and varies from operation to operation, but for the basics.
Yeah, I'll go back to that soil testing. Know your levels and manage for those levels and any insurance or any crop removal that you think that you have to put on is really not as important as managing those levels where they need to be, because we're really not going after maximum yield. We're going after maximum economic yield, and we want these producers to be viable and economically sustainable. So that's why that's important.
And I know in a bit here we're going to be talking about the compaction reaction, and that is a very relevant topic for this year.
Yes, this has been quite a run last growing season, and in a lot of areas the growing season prior to that. A lot of ruts put in our fields, unnecessarily. We don't need to talk about that. Producers were just up against a wall and did what they had to do, but now we have these problems, these issues, and we need to address how we fix them.
So where do we start with fixing them, especially when it relates to soil health practices?
Well, a year ago now, we had a lot of ruts formed in fields in South Dakota, and my message to those producers was just make the field trafficable, just make it so you can drive across it, plantable, and just get that done. Just treat the ruts, don't treat the whole field, and make it so it's plantable, because I did not know what 2019 was going to leave us, but we knew it was going to be wet going into that spring, and any tillage that we do can almost be worse than not doing it. And so there's a balance there to play, and lo and behold, we had a really wet year, and so it didn't really matter, but just make that field plantable, trafficable, and get that planting done.